Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A Jewish mother had taken her toddler son with her down at the ocean to enjoy a sunny day. She sat him down at the ocean's edge as the surf came gently in. She turned away for a moment, and when she turned around, a gigantic wave came crashing down and swept her son away. She could not see him as the tide went swiftly out. She looked up to heaven and cried out to God to save her little boy. After an agonizing few moments, another big wave came crashing down and deposited her precious son back on the beach. She ran over and picked him up in her arms as she shed tears of joy. And then she looked up to heaven and exclaimed, "He had a hat." At that moment, her thankfulness had given way to grumbling about a baby's hat. I suspect that this story could be a commentary on ancient Israel as well. Having been led by God out of slavery in Egypt and brought safely into the wilderness where the Egyptians would not pursue them, 2.5 months after the great miracles God had performed before their very eyes, they became restless. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. They thought that they had been better off in slavery, where they had meat pots and bread. Here in the wilderness, they found fault with Moses and Aaron, but it was really grumbling against God himself. They complained that they had no meat nor bread. Even though they really complained against Yahweh, as Moses said, God had already decided to test them as to whether or not they had faith. They did not. They could not see beyond their own bellies, their own base physical needs and desires. God spoke to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning, a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost, lay on the ground. And they did not know what it was, so they said to one another, "What is it? Ma hana?" Moses replied that it was the bread that God had given them. A literal translation of that Hebrew word, manna, is, "What is it?" God fed Israel with manna for 40 years until they came into the promised land. In spite of God's promises to care for his people, that generation continued to grumble. They were constantly finding fault with Moses and Aaron, and ultimately with Yahweh himself. Grumbling is a sin which betrays a lack of faith in God's loving care. Grumbling betrays a heart that is set on earthly things and not on heavenly things. Enough is never enough for most people. The mother with the infant grumbled against God about a stupid hat. How many times have we grumbled that God did not give us everything that we wanted, or that he didn't give us enough of what we wanted? The Israelites were to gather only as much manna as they could eat in one day. Jesus calls it daily bread. Some people tried to hoard the manna, but it didn't keep. It spoiled, bred maggots, and stank. Only on the eve of the Sabbath did God allow them to gather enough for 2 days. Even so, some of them still went out on the Sabbath looking for manna. And God's anger burned hot against them for violating His commands. The Apostle Paul warns us by using Israel as a bad example. In writing to the Corinthians, he said, "We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer." Now these things were written, these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Grumbling, thanklessness puts Christ to the test. God gives bountifully, so much so that we find it overwhelming when we consider it. None of us is starving. We throw away almost 30% of the food we have, according to some studies. Our garbage cans are full to overflowing, as I can attest as I survey the neighborhood garbage bins stuffed beyond capacity. And in spite of the politically charged term food insecurity, there is no evidence that God has withheld it from our nation. Whatever insecurity happens is due to the sin of those who live as if God had not provided. Poverty is not due to God's failure, but man's. Homes without fathers are most at risk, but no politician has the courage to address that social ill. You learned it from the Small Catechism this way. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. How often do you and your family simply dive in to eat without taking a moment to offer thanks to God for providing your daily bread? The children have already begun to sample and play with their food. Perhaps you're in a public place and you worry about what others might think of you praying, even silently. It isn't what others think of you. It is what God thinks of you and your lack of thanks for what He does provide in superabundance. Let's look at the other side of this for a moment. What happens when God takes away some of that daily bread? And I don't mean the food on the table. I'm talking about that extensive list that Luther gives us. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. God sometimes takes away one or more of these items. It could be a house or a home, a spouse or a child, a job, good government, or good friends. Luther said, if our Lord were to snatch it away, there would be nothing. And so we should learn thankfulness, so that if God does take it away, we can say with Job, naked came I from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lent is a season when we reflect on our sins and our shortcomings. Grumbling and ingratitude are prominent in the Old Testament and the gospel readings for Lytari. In the Holy Gospel, we heard of those whose only concern was for bread, so much so that they wanted to take Jesus by force and make him a bread king. All these efforts at putting daily bread first are doomed to fail. Focus on Christ and his righteousness as most important, and God will provide what you and I need. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving and keep us from grumbling about what you take away. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.